Welcome to Shomar Shavan and Dav, your sponsor, Lunish Basam Yakov Shom Labas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the Agata of the Ruchos of the winds, and the Gemara brings a story that Rav Huno and Rav Chisdo were sitting down, and Genivo passed in front of them, and they're wondering if she'd get up and speak to him or not. Then he saw they didn't get up, so he asked him, "What are you dealing? What are you learning?" And they said, "Ruchos." So Genivo told them that there's four Ruchos, the Menashras Bechol Yoim. Four winds that blow every day, the north, the south, the east, and the west. And Ruach Tzvainis, the northern wind, Menashevasim Kulam, blows with all of them, because without that the world would not exist. And Ruach Joimis, the southern wind, is harder than everything else, and without Bein Nates, it will destroy the world. We have here two beautiful pshatim of the Ben Yoyodo and the Chasam Sofer to understand this Agadah. The Ben Yoyod explains the Arba Ruchos Menashos Chol Yoim refers to the Arba Kisois that we learned at the end of Masechet Soito. We know there's four groups of Rishoyim: group of Shakronim, Leitzim, Chanefim, and Misapir Lashonar. And the Ben Yoyod goes on in Lent to explain how each one of the winds, each side of the world, corresponds to one of these Kisois, one of these groups. Ruch Ma'aravi says Keneged the Leitzonim. Then Loshon Arevus, people enjoy the Leitzim, they enjoy their jokes. Ruach Droimis, the south, is Aremes Loshon Hara. Kiz Droimis is the words Dar Mavis, live with death. We know Loshon Hara brings to Misa. Ruach Tzfainis, the north, that's Aremes to Sheker, which is Tzafun. Tzafun means hidden. You don't really know. If you know, it's not a Sheker. Sheker is something that appears to be one way, but it's really hiding the truth. And Ruach Mizrachis, which refers to the east, and that's Lashon Kovet, we know the Mizrach is the Kovet, that has to do with Chanufo, when a person gives false Kovet to somebody else. And it continues and says, that's what the Gemara says, that Ruach Tzfainis goes with all of them. Because without a Sheker, the world would not exist. If we wouldn't have that you don't take these Rishonim so seriously, so every time someone would say Lashon Hara, it caused a war. The reason why when someone says Lashon Hara, you don't take him so seriously, because you assume maybe what he says is not 100% true. Maybe there's some Sheker involved. The fact that you have Sheker in each one of these groups saves the world from destruction. That's what you need Ruach Tzfainis with all of them. On the other hand, Ruach Droimis Kosher Mikolam. What is Ruach Droimis? Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara brings the biggest destruction of the world, and that's what's Kosher Mikolam. And what stops it? Ben Nates. So he goes on to explain that the letters Nates, Nun and Tzadik, refer to a Tzadik. The letter Tzadik is Kedua. It's almost the same word as Tzadik refers to a Tzadik. The Nun is the Gemara in Shabbos that tells us the Nun Kfufu, Nun Pshuto, is Neman Pashut, Neman Kofuf, refers to a Tzadik as well that you could trust. So Ben Nates is referring to the Tzadikim that keep the world going even though there's Loshon Hara. And this is the Pshat of this Agata according to the Ben Yoyod. The Chasam Sofer has a different mahalach here, a very innovative way to explain the Gemara, and he says the following. He has a long agdama that refers to the Gemara Lekamon in the story of the Churban Abayis. The Gemara there brings of Zechariah ben Avkulus, they now want to take the Korban that was sent from Rome, and that's what brought the Churban Abayis. Why didn't he want to do it? Because he didn't want to do something which is not perfectly according to halacha. So says the Chasam Sofer Big Yisoid, if you go strictly based on halacha, without having some compromise based on what the world needs, based on the tzrachim of the world, then the world comes to destruction. You cannot have a world which goes only based on Torah. The world is a place where you have sheker. The world is a place where you have people and you have people that get insulted. And you have to take that into account. And you have to be mishani pnei hashalom. You have to do some changes. You have to shift a little bit. You have to be able to be a little flexible, says the Chasam Sofer, which by the way was the biggest kanoi in the world. But he says you have to be flexible and know when to compromise in order to not to bring a destruction to the world. So Zok the Chasam Sofer, the Genivo realizes what's going on over here. He sees that Rav Huno and Rav Chisda are not getting up in front of him because they feel as a Baal Machlekes. So he wanted to give them a message. He wanted to tell them, you should know, that you have to be a little more flexible. You can't go so strictly based on Dine Torah without understanding that if you're insulting somebody, you're pregain a covered, that could cause a bigger churban. So he tells them there's arba ruchos in the world. Explain the Chasam Sofer, the arba ruchos are, the north is the Yetzer Hara. He's a Tzafun, that's also his name. The south, which is called Tzad Yamin, that's the Eretz HaTov. Then you have the Tzadikim, which are compared to the east. The Tzadikim Ke'or Nurga. And the Rishoyim are connected to the west, that they call Kiyam Nirgush, like the Yam, the sea, which that's the word for the west. And what Geneva is telling, he's saying, you should know that every one of the Ruchos needs to have Ruch Tzfoinis, needs to have Yetzirah with it. Without having Yetzirah involved, even the Tzadikim cannot operate. In this world, in order to operate and do the Torah and the Mitzvahs, you need to have a Yetzirah that pushes the person ahead. And as the Chasover brings, that a person is born with a Yetzirah, but Yetzirah doesn't come until the age of 13. Yetzirah you need for the existence of this world. And this is the message of Geneva to these two of Amoraim. He says, you should know, if you don't have a little bit of Yetzirah, it means you don't have a little flexibility, that you don't go based on the letter of the law, so the world will come to a destruction. As if you don't have Ruach Tzfoinis, the world will be destroyed. And the Chamsoev continues and says, that's what the Kishbol tells Iyoiv as well. Kishbol tells Iyoiv, do you have the Nates, Ben Nates, the Amamidis Oilom, what does it mean? It means the Yerv had complaints to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why you have a tzaddik v'ra'aloi, rosh v'toivloi? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the world is not so strict, it's not black and white. There is different cheshbonos, different calculations need to go in order to implement what happens in the world. And that's the message of Gnivo to Rav Chisdo and Rav Huno. You should know that the world is not so strict. You need to have flexibility in order to allow it to operate. Tvarim nifloim of the Chasam Sofer. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.